Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Siman Shin Tes Zayin, which deals with trapping animals on Shabbos. And we had begun Sif Hey and had read all the Mechabers. Yes, they will quickly remind ourselves that the Mechabers said that if a deer goes inside a house and one person closes the door behind the deer is now trapped, and that is an Issa Daraisa. However, if two people close the door and the door is able to be closed by each one, so then when two people do an action that one person could do, so that's not actually an Issa Daraisa. At least the simple way to understand it is certainly not an Issa Daraisa that you chayv a chatas for. There was an opinion that said it's still an Issa Daraisa, but the simple way to understand it, it is Potter Aval Osser. Then the Mechaber told us, if the door was so heavy that both people individually could not close the door, but only when both of them did it together, then they could close the door. So then both of them are chayev over here for trapping on Shabbos. And we had done the Mishnah Berurah on this yesterday, so we're now up to the Ramah, top line of Kuch Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Ramah adds over here, and he says, Hagah, Vim ha-pesach kvar megufof. If the door is already closed, the megufof means it's just closed over here, it's not able for the animal to get out, but it's not locked. So then, mutu l'no'alo b'manol. So then he brings down from the Ran and the Magid Mishnah that you would be allowed to go and actually lock that door, because the door was already closed and the deer couldn't open the door. So for all practical purposes, the door is shut and the deer is locked in already. So when this happened, let's say before Shabbos, on Shabbos you'd be allowed to go and lock this door, because all you're doing is protecting something that is already trapped. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Chav Gimel. Pirish over here, Megufaf. What does it mean, Megufaf? It means sasam, it's closed. But often, she'en hatzvi yochel evroach. It's closed in such a way that the deer can't open this door. And therefore, alkein mutulino. Therefore, there is no prohibition, not even a derabbanan, to prevent you from locking this door. The haminol rak shmirahu, because locking this door only accomplishes protecting what's already trapped. Velo tzida, but not actually trapping. The kfar nitzod v'ome, because you trapped it on Erev Shabbos. Or it was trapped anyway, and the door closed on Shabbos, and now all you're doing is locking the door, which is already a trapped animal that is already locked inside before you lock the door. V'chein, likewise, kishayo hatzvi kashur babayis. If the tzvi was locked up already, it's tied up inside the house, even though the door is open, mutu lohogiv esedelis. In that way, you can close the door, because the animal can't get to the open doorway. So again, your closing the door is the equivalent to locking an already closed door. And he says, "Va'afilu imnitar hatzvi achakach." Now that you close the door, you can go and untie the deer. Ein tzarich luftoach hadelis kadei sheyetze. There is no obligation upon you to now open the door, so you're not over trapping. Because at the time that you close the door, kiven de beheter sosam hadelis, there was absolutely no iser whatsoever in closing the door because the deer was tied up. So even if the deer becomes untied after you close the door, you aren't over retroactively trapping by closing the door, and you absolutely have no obligation to open the door to undo the trapping that you did. Now we go on to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Yoshav echod al ha-pesach umilo. You have the deer that's inside the house. The door is not closed, so the animal is not yet considered trapped, and a person goes and stands in the doorway so that the deer cannot get past him. So, is this called trapping? So, the answer is yes. You are over-trapping by standing there in the doorway. So, now another person comes along. Yochal hasheni leishev betzido. The second person is performing no is whatsoever by also standing in the doorway. Because afilu imam harishon v'halachlo, and in fact, even if the first person who's over the is of trapping over here gets up and moves, so now you could argue, if he wasn't there, the doorway, passageway would be open, but now that the second person is blocking it, maybe the second person is chayev over here for trapping, so the Mechaber tells us, hasheni potter, umutter, this is not potter aval oser, the second person is permitted to stay where he is standing, and keep the door blocked, because he stood there when it was permissible for him to stand there. So this is somewhat equivalent to the case where we said that the deer was tied up in the house and the door was open. Then you close the door and then the deer got untied. You don't have to open the door. You didn't do anything wrong. So when the second person is standing over here, he stood there with perfect permission, beheter gomur, because the door was already blocked by the first person standing in the doorway. So even though that first person leaves, the second person is absolutely permitted to stay where he is. The harishon chayiv, and the first person who blocked the door, he's the one that is chayiv for the chatas over here, for blocking the door, trapping the animal. And even if he leaves, he doesn't undo his chatas, he doesn't undo his sin. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Dalet. He says, "Afilu im kavanaso bishvil hatzvi shari." Even if the second person is going over there to make sure, in case the first person leaves, that the tzvi, the deer, is still trapped inside, it's allowable. Kivan dekvar nitzor ayideh harishon, because the deer is already trapped, so you're not doing anything in terms of trapping, and therefore there is no iser. And sivkat and chafei, the Mishnah Berurah adds, the halachlo, even though the first person leaves, the second person is still potter, and the mutter, he was allowed to go there in the first place. Umayri, we're talking here, what's the circumstances, what's the alignment over here of the first person and the second person? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Umayri, we're talking over here, shebe'es shohalach harishon, in the time that the first person now left, lozoz hasheni mimekomo klal, the second person is absolutely not moving. So his position where he's standing is unchanged. So he's not doing anything to facilitate or maintain the deer being trapped. His position where he is enough, without moving at all, to keep the deer trapped. For example, ugagon shalichaso haisalotoch habayis. The first person was on the inside position, and he goes into the house. So he hasn't unblocked the door, because the second person who came there is still standing in the blocked doorway. It hasn't become unblocked. He didn't move to allow the first person to go out. Or alternatively, oshasheni yosha besoch chalal hapesach, or the second person was standing inside, mi bifnim l'habayis, so he's inside the house, varishon yosha besoch chalal hapesach l'chutz, and the first person who had come was standing on the outer aspect over here, blocking the entranceway. And therefore, v'nimtza kishohola harishon, so when the first person gets up and leaves, nevertheless, nisharu amakoma, the second person is standing exactly where he was, blocking the doorway, and therefore, alken mutalo lechatchila leishev, he's allowed to stay there if he wishes to, atchetechshach, until it's nightfall, so that the deer doesn't escape. Avkishu miskavim shalatzi, even though his intention over here is to make sure that the deer doesn't leave. Since, kivan de'ena osa maisa mechadosh, he's not doing any action that is prohibited. His going there in the first place was allowed because the second person had already done the trapping. So therefore, elahu shomer latzvi shekvar nitzo. This is exactly analogous to what I said before in the Mishnah Berurah. The tzvi was tied up so you can close the door, because all that's doing is shmira, protecting the deer inside. If the door is closed, you're allowed to put a lock on it, because all you're doing is shmira. You're not doing tzeda. You're not trapping it. And therefore, he's shomer latzvi shekvar nitzo. In these situations, he's just protecting an already trapped tzvi, and it's heter gomer, potter umutter, not potter avaloser. The im hayo lehefech, however, if the second person has to move out of the way in some way, shape, or form when the first person leaves, so that the door is now actually opened for a short period of time, and then he moves back into place, shasheni yoshav mimechutz, for example, the second person is on the outer portion, varishon mibifnim, and the first person is on the inside, imken hayatzarech hasheni lokum mimekomo be'eis shohalach harishon l'chutz. So in this situation, the inner first person has to ask the second person, please move from the opening as I want to leave. In that situation, the door is now totally open when the second person moves and the first person exits. Umimela nizbatla tzedas hatzvi. In this scenario, the tzvi is now no longer considered trapped because the door is open. And now, if the second person goes back to his place, ukishol chose hasheni leishev al makomo, he is now returning to his place, but now the deer is not trapped. When he goes back to his place, he's now retrapping the deer. So when he goes back leishev al makomo lemalei es pesach to go and stand in the doorway, harayuchayev now mishum tzeda. The second time, now he's doing an action of tzeda, and it will be chayev the araisa. Therefore, also linol is beso. Let's say a deer came into the house. You have no intention of trapping the deer, but you don't want people stealing your utensils. So you want to just close the door so your utensils in your house aren't easily accessible by somebody. And you're doing this to protect your utensils, but not to go and trap the deer. You're not allowed to do this. Even though you have no intention of trapping the deer over here, you just want your door closed to protect your utensils. Nevertheless, the heavy psik reisha, this by closing the door, is a 100% causing the deer to be trapped. And this is also min ha-Torah. This is an issa daraisa, because you have caused the deer to be trapped on Shabbos, an issa daraisa. And so what if you didn't intend to trap it? The kol shekein im iskavim b'shul shneim. And certainly, how much more so is this osur if your intention really was to not only protect your utensils, but also to trap the deer. In the Shaarat Zion, Os Lamed Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim goes through an Arichus explaining this further, and you can see this inside in Dirshu foot number 37 as well. So let's read Dirshu foot number 37. And he writes, it's clear, mashma, shekshe'eno mechavin letzeda, if you don't have any intention over here of trapping, ain't skiras adela sasura bevadim in a Torah. It's not an issa deraisa over here to close the door if you have no intention of trapping it. Even though you know, de facto, psik resha, the deer will be trapped. Because it's a something that you do not want. It's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And therefore it is permissible on a deraisa level, albeit also in the rabbanon. And this is also the opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Shilas Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak. And he adds, "Sha'afa Magin Avram lo kasa b'loshon shavada yosur el arach she'ein lahakab zeh." Even the Magin Avram says over here, you shouldn't do this, but he doesn't say this in Issa Deraisa. Furthermore, he writes, "Sha'ikur lahalocha sha'odam ha'mavashel bosu b'shabbos l'tzarechola." The similar situation when a person is cooking meat on Shabbos for a sick person, he has a head to pikuach nefashos, you're allowed to go and cook for the sick person. But he says, listen, I'm hungry also. I'm going to throw in an extra piece of meat over here for a healthy person, himself or somebody else. Over b'yisimena Torah, he says that that is nisu daraisa. Shahari pulas habishul, the action of the cooking over here is not for the sick person. Ella, it's also litzara chabari, v'hu mechaving l'shneim, and since he has intention of doing both, that case is forbidden daraisa. However, he says, if there's a great Shas Hadchak, great pressing, extenuating circumstance. So he brings down from the Chofetz Chaim Sefer, the Machane Yisrael, She'efshol lohokel lismoch hashitas Rashba. In this situation, you might be able to rely on the very Mekel sheet of the Rashba, who permitted lisgor delis bayis shenimtsa tzvi b'socho, who allowed you to close the door on a deer inside your house if his intention is purely to protect the things in your house. And therefore, he said, halocha lemaisa for chayolim, for soldiers, Israeli soldiers, for example, although Chofetz Chaim wasn't talking about Israeli soldiers, he was talking about Jewish soldiers in the Polish army. Shetziva Olav HaMafkid, the commanding officer, says, you got to carry these things on Shabbos. So the person would be allowed to go add something like his tefillin to that package, even though he wasn't commanded to take his tefillin, he was commanded to take the other things to carry them. So he says, you're allowed to go take your tefillin over here because you're doing the action of carrying these items because that's what you were commanded to do. And he says, Mishum Tzivoy HaMefake, because the captain commanded you over here to do it, you're allowed to also put in things for yourself. That's what the Chofetz Chaim wrote in Sefer Machane Yisrael, which was written for Jewish soldiers, Nebuch, that were trapped in non-Jewish armies that didn't allow them to observe Shabbos. So the Chofetz Chaim wrote many leniencies that they could take advantage of. And in fact, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down that certainly Lechatchila, even the Chofetz Chaim say this is also to do, as is written here in the Mishnah Berurah. However, he gave special leniencies for the soldiers so that they could minimize anything that they were doing wrong to the best of their abilities possible to be observing Jews. Furthermore, the footnote continues and brings down from the Shulte Giborim, Shekivin Shebaoso Maisa Shoseh Pulas Ha'iser, Osa Gam Pulas Heter, since you're simultaneously doing something that's forbidden, but you're doing something that is permissible as well, Eino Chayev Al Pulas Ha'iser, you're not Chayev on the action that is also because you did something that is Mutter. And he adds from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in the name of the Yeshua Yisrael, Shehol ve'ein oseh shum pu'ula acheres l'tzorach tzedes tzvi. Since you're not doing anything else, you're closing the door. You want to have that done to protect the kelim in your house. In a ma'isa she'oseh misyaches el l'shmir sabayis. So your action is really solely for the purpose of closing the door to protect your utensils. And since the trapping over here is not intentionally done by yourself, it's really just occurring, but you're not doing it, so to say, so therefore it would be permissible. He brings that as well from Mishim Shkof Zatzal, the Divri Harash Banemru Davko Legabit say that this could only be used over here in terms of trapping. However, from the Chofetz Chaim and the Avas Chesed, it seems to imply that the Rashba's cool over here is even applicable to other Malachos as well, like we just pointed out with the carrying. Very important and interesting footnote. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, if one person filled in partially the doorway opening, but not totally, so the deer could still get out. Now the second person comes and he totally blocks the egress, so now the deer is trapped. But the first person standing there, it wasn't. But now the second person is essentially filling in the last spot that the deer could have gotten out. So Hasheni Chayev, in this situation, the second person is the one that's Chayev in Deraisa. Shayodo Nasa Tzedek, because he's the one that actually does the trapping. Next, nichtas alot sipor tachas kanfik susa. If a bird somehow comes into underneath his clothing and comes with him in the house. After kvar nitzod v'omidu, since the bird is already considered trapped, nevertheless, mikol mokum osu lo likach biyodo. You're not allowed to take the bird, even though it's already trapped, mishom muktzu de balechayim, because you're not allowed to touch balechayim on Shabbos. What should he do? Ela yoshev v'mishamer, watch your techshach. You can stand there and just not take the bird out by hand, but you're, so to say, standing there and making sure that the bird doesn't leave. Or you can walk into a house and then the bird can go out on its own in the house and it'll still be trapped. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, there is no issa whatsoever to open the door on a trapped animal. Or to allow a trap to be opened up and let an animal go free. As long as you don't touch the animal, there is no equivalent to stira by kalim, of breaking a kalim. There is no issue over here of undoing a trap. There is no such issur. As clearly pointed out in Dishavut number 36, that while the Merkeves HaMishta does say that there's an issur in undoing a trap, just like there's an issur to untie something or break kalim, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozzen Zatzal, brings down that there is no such issur over here. Because in those other situations, that's a separate malacha itself. And here, there is no such thing called a separate malacha of untrapping an animal on Shabbos. We'll start Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hatzod nechoshim v'yakravim b'Shabbos. The person traps snakes or scorpions on Shabbos. Oshar rumosim amazikim, or other dangerous crawling creatures. So, why is he doing this? Im l'refua, if he's doing it for the purpose of taking these snakes or scorpions or other crawling creatures and using them for medicinal purposes, so then there's a purpose in the trapping of these creatures, and that would be a chayev daraisa, an issur Torah. However, v'im bishvil shelo yishchenu, but if it's that they shouldn't bite him, so then it's mutter, because you're not trying to trap them, you're just protecting yourself. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Chavav that you're chayev over here because the mikrei dover shebeminu nitzah, because here you're trapping something that is normally trapped. And the Yishuvot number 38 points out, even though the majority of the people in the world don't trap these things, they run from them, but the people that do trap them are trapping them for medicinal purposes, and therefore you look at them as the majority of the people, and they do trap them for medicinal purposes. So here too, you're chayev min deraisa. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Chav Zayin that if you're doing it, however, just so they shouldn't bite you, then it's allowed. Hainu afilu b'makum she'ein regilim hanachoshim l'homis, even if it's not dealing with poisonous snakes that can kill you. Vein rots and achrav ela omdim mkomim, and the snakes already been running after you. They're standing where they are. There was also leilich l'hargot, so you're not allowed to go and seek them out to kill them, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in Sif Yud. Nevertheless, afilu hochi litzod and shori, but to go and trap them is permitted over here. For example, da'ainu shekofa aleim kli o shekosho son. You could put a utensil on top of them, put a pot on top of them so they're trapped, or that you tie them up in some way. Why is this allowed? Vatam dehavi malacha shein tzarich l'gufa, because you have no intention of using the trapped animal. You just don't want it to hurt you. So this is a malacha that you have no need for the trapping. Da'ainu tzarich lotzud, you don't want to trap them, elo shelo yishcheni, you just want to stop them from biting you. And if you know for a fact that they would just sit there and they wouldn't hurt you, you would never trap them. You're not interested in trapping them. You're interested that they don't bite you. So if you knew that independently, you're not interested in the trapping. And therefore, this is a classical example of you don't need this malacha. It's pater avalos midrabbanan. It's not an issa deraisa, albeit it's an issa deraisa, we pointed out. But here, since there is damage potentially, since the snake might damage you, the scorpion might bite you and hurt you, afilu issa derabbanan leka. It doesn't even have an issa derabbanan. And he brings down Vafilo or Rambam, the Mechayev Ba'alma B'Malacha Shein Tzarich L'Gufa, even though the Rambam says that if you don't need the Malacha, you still Chayev. Nevertheless, even the Rambam would be Mode B'Zeh. And the reasoning is, because of the time up, Mishum Desfirule Dezeh Lo Mikri Malacha Klal, because this isn't even called the Malacha. Vavikim is Asik Ba'alma. It's as if you're just doing something over here, and by the way, something else happens. K'evin She'ein Ritzono Be'etzem Atzei Deklal, because you really have no need whatsoever for this animal to be trapped. And in fact, the Adarabba, Kavanatzol Lehav Riach Hosomi Lov, you want it to get it away from you. So therefore, there is no problem over here. Dishah foot number 44 brings down, if it's talking about a situation that there's absolutely no danger, or it's very, very far-fetched that the snake will, in fact, hurt you, Kagon She'ein Rotem Achor Klal, it's not running after you. So then we'll learn in Simon Shin Chav Ches, if Kut Kuf Mem Gimel, She'ein Het Letzudim. Then you don't have a right to trap them. But you would be allowed to say some sort of an incantation to make them stop, because that's not called trapping. And he says, if you have a dog over here and you're concerned that it's going to go bite people, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it is permissible to trap it in order to prevent it from hurting people. And you'd even be allowed to kill it in that situation. Mishum shebazeh nitzolim harbim harabim mehazik. Because this way you're preventing it from hurting many people. And this is all the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita. There are a couple of other Dirshu footnotes over here, number 45 and 46, that we'll do in Mi'etz Hashem tomorrow. That will conclude today's shir.